It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time here in the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up later, we learn about healthcare providers in Wisconsin that are branching out on their own to provide cheaper alternatives to HMOs and hospitals.
First, when it comes to spurring economic development in Wisconsin, one of the most common ideas that seems to get proposed is to lower taxes. The idea being that businesses with low tax burdens are more likely to grow their companies, hire more workers. But our next guest says maybe it's time to consider a different model.
He says it's time to move away from a lower taxes mindset to a conversation about attracting and retaining talent. And local policymakers should have the ability to put policies in place that best utilize their town or city's unique resources.
Here with us now is Jerry DeShane. He's Executive Director of the League of Wisconsin Municipalities. Jerry, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Oh, good afternoon, Rob. Hi, Veronica.
Well, before we get to that talent retention point, Jerry, let's start with this idea of the tax cuts as a road to economic development. Why do you think it's time to maybe move on to another step from there?
Well, it's not that controlling your taxes isn't important, but you have to listen to what the job creators are saying. And if you look at the thumbtack.com survey of 17,000 small businesses, taxes weren't even on their list of concerns, but where, according to Thumbtack, Wisconsin is failing is this is a difficult place to find and hire workers. We're just not attracting workers. And that's why I say it's time to pivot to job attraction, people attraction, rather than just obsess about what the bottom line tax picture is.
And that survey you referenced, I think this is the one, Wisconsin got an F in the category of ease of hiring. So expand out on that a little bit. Why do we get an F in ease of hiring?
Well, I think if you talk to people, and anecdotally I was talking to a national expert in relocations last week, and he said it's simply demographics. Wisconsin's workforce is flattening out. A lot of people are aging out of this workforce. And we've never been a magnet state. We just don't attract people to the degree that some other Midwestern states are having some success. And that's why I say it's time to start looking at the things that they're doing. You know, what is Minneapolis doing? What is Ames, Iowa doing? We can reverse this demographic trend, but we need to focus on it.
So you say it's time for an economic development that's focused on attracting the people, attracting the talent that you're talking about. What does that look like? What sorts of policies might be in place to help do that?
Well, what we know is that young workers, what they call millennials, are interested in interesting places to live. Appleton, I keep thinking of Appleton and their Mile of Music. Potosi actually has a World Brewery Museum. Make your city interesting, make your city hot. That's what's attracting young people, and that's what local governments are focusing on already, and frankly, that's what we need to focus on more.
Talking to Jerry DeShane from the League of Wisconsin Municipalities, he says we need more economic development in Wisconsin. A lot of people agree with that. He says the road there, not necessarily lower taxes, it's higher talent, attracting and retaining talented, often young potential employees. So let's talk about it. You're mentioning unique things cities can do. It seems like in your piece you're worried that the state government may be stepping on local government's abilities to chart their own course on these issues.
Well, there's always been a tension in Wisconsin over the issue of what you call local control, whether or not local governments have the flexibility to determine what kind of services they offer to their community, what kind of amenities. And if we're going to succeed in making communities attractive, you need more, not less, local control. You can't create a cool downtown Green Bay from the Capitol in Madison. It just doesn't work. So to the greatest extent possible, the legislature has to loosen up on the reins and let those local mayors and city councils make the decisions they need to make their communities attractive to young people.
What are some of the ways you see the state government stepping on local control that might inhibit a local government's flexibility to do that sort of thing?
Well, financial is always the big one, and that's a careful balance because, as I said, we do want to hold the line on spending, but our goal needs to be prudence, not poverty. We want to keep spending as low as it needs to be. But then there are a variety of other areas. It seems, let me pull an example from the last state budget. There was a successful effort to prohibit local governments from enforcing building code noncompliance at the time a house is sold. Now, you can argue the merits of that all day long, but the bottom line is you're taking away a tool from local government. And I would say, given what that thumbtack survey is saying, it's time we focus on giving local governments more ability, more tools, and not taking them away.
All right, suppose local governments have those tools. You mentioned a pretty big demographic hurdle here for getting younger workers in Wisconsin at the outset there. Is there enough? Do local governments, can they make enough of a difference, luring in interesting businesses, creating an interesting downtown? Do they have enough tools in their toolkit to actually put a dent in this issue?
Absolutely. Wisconsin is a beautiful state. It's an interesting state. You know, we've got natural resource amenities. We've got professional athletic teams. We've got a lot of different music venues in this state. The tools are there. And to a large extent, if we start working in partnerships, not just state and local, but regionally, so that we can pool our resources, we can definitely make Wisconsin even more of a cool state than it is now.
Can you point to success stories that that illustrate what a Wisconsin city, town can do to attract and keep younger workers?
Well, I think all you need to do is look at, let's take Milam Music in Appleton as one example. Go to downtown Madison and take a look out on the lake any time of day, and you'll see people out there on rented paddle boards, kayaks, you name it. Bike paths are very popular. Wisconsin has some of, you know, the fact that we've got more miles of paved road than anybody makes us a great bicycling state. So once again, the pieces are there. We just need the flexibility to promote it. We need to be working together instead of squabbling with one another over this tax nickel or that tax dime.
Do you think that state legislators will listen to this kind of argument? I mean, this is probably something you argue or discuss with them on a regular basis as part of your day job, but are they sympathetic to this line of thinking?
Well, they're sympathetic to the fact that in order to grow Wisconsin, to make Wisconsin economically successful, we absolutely have to reverse this demographic trend. And the simple fact of the matter is we can't chain people up and drag them here. We have to go to a policy of people attraction. We have to make the state interesting. And, yes, I absolutely believe the legislature will support that.
So what do you hear from city leaders on issues like this, local mayors, town managers, those sort of people? Are they feeling like their hands are a little bit tied here?
Yes. Yeah, there's... Wisconsin, as I mentioned earlier, we have a tradition of always, there's always a tug of war between the legislature and local government over what sort of controls have to be put on what local governments can do. Whereas local governments say, hey, just, you know, let us do our job. We need to do it efficiently. We need to do it in a fiscally prudent manner. But you just don't know. Down at the state capitol, you don't know what I need to do here in Schooner. We need the flexibility to make that happen. And I should say this, it is happening. In a lot of places, it's happening, but we're not succeeding to the degree some of our neighboring states and cities are, and we can do better.
Jerry, thanks a lot for joining us today.
You bet. Thanks very much for having me.
That's Jerry DeShane. He's executive director of the League of Wisconsin Municipalities. He joined us to make the case for rethinking the way we look at economic development here in Wisconsin.